Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Philly Shine Radio. We're having some fun tonight. Shout out to my friend. For me, Miss Exclusive. Hey, baby, can you hear me good? Stormy. Hello? Stormy. Stormy. Where's she at? I don't know. Maybe you're having technical difficulties. Give me a second. Got to figure this out. Stormy, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello.
I can hear you now.
You couldn't hear me at first?
Well, me and this phone.
Okay. I thought it was me. I'm good, yeah. Though, right?
Yeah, we good.
Welcome back, boo. We can right have some fun.
Hello.
We can right have some fun tonight. You down? You with it?
Oh, I'm ready. Let's get it, boo. Let's get it.
Oh, that's right. Fun topic tonight. You know what I mean? Definitely want to find out what's on your mind, getting your business. You know, we're talking about haters, fetishes. So we're doing two plurals, haters, fetishes. And would you pay for sex? And I want to ask the people who would pay for sex if you ever did it before, and how much would you pay? Or what's the most you would pay? I don't know. We're going to ask a whole bunch of shit about this. And then you know what? When I started posting this, right, a couple people hit me up. And I'm definitely putting their numbers out there because they fucking pigs. I didn't say I was ready to pay for or get paid for sex dances. Pay attention to the promotion. some of these people, I guess they didn't finish high school or something. Like, y'all know what I'm talking about. Shout out to everybody checking in with us. You know what I mean? Definitely going to show love. We have, you've been holding the most, so we're going to go to this caller. Wait a minute. We have a little technical difficulty with the switchboard. All right, shut up. Here we go. 267-650. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What it do? What it do? Shining like a diamond. VVS Stone Reed in the building. What up, Philly Shine Radio? Onyx Fire. What it do, baby?
Oh, shit. What's good, bro? How you been?
You already know. I've been great, baby girl. Good to hear your voice. Sound like you're doing pretty good yourself.
Oh, yes, Emma, and I'm definitely want to invite everybody to come out tomorrow night to Booty and the Beat Club Onyx Philly. Definitely going down. Real heavy event.
Definitely.
How you been, boy?
I've been pretty good. Just stacking and macking, doing my thing.
How's the family?
Huh?
I said, how's the family?
Oh, man, everybody good. Everybody good. You know what I mean? Everybody moving in the right direction, positive direction to make it happen for everybody. You know what I'm saying? We really ain't with answering to nobody, so we're just trying to make our shit, put
See,
it in the right direction.
Creative
control is a motherfucker, yeah?
Yeah, definitely say hello to my beautiful co-host, Stormy.
Hello.
Oh, good evening, Miss Stormy. Good evening.
Hello.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad everybody's doing good. Yeah, I had to check in. I ain't had a, chance to holler at you in a while, you know what I'm saying? So I had to see what's up with you, see how you're doing,
I've been doing amazing. I want to talk about these haters, you know what I'm saying? It's too much hate going on out here. What would you say to address the hate that's going on? Or how do you deal with haters?
I don't deal with them. I mean, I pretty much, you see them and you know they're around. You just try to make them as mad as you possibly can, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's how I look at it. Just try to make them as mad as you possibly can. Like you know me, I mind my business. I don't really, be around flashy, all out, trying to make people, hate on me. But at the same time, it comes anyway. But so, okay, I just came to the point, they're going to do what they're going to do anyway. And you need the balance, you know what I'm saying? You need the hate for the good to come out anyway. So, know what I'm saying? I just say fuck them and just try to make them as mad as I possibly can. Like, just hate me as that much as you possibly can. That's how I look at it. And that's real rap,
Oh, that's right. There's too many haters out here, you know what I mean? Like, what I don't understand, and I never say nothing to haters either, because it's so easy to keep them pissed off, and all they want is attention, you know what I'm saying? So, for me, I always think that a hater wants attention, you know what I mean? And I ain't never been one to give nobody no attention or no negativity. Like, you got to do something banging to get my attention. I'm trying to see something sexy, something fun, something energetic, you know what I mean? I ain't giving my attention to no bullshit. Shout out to my peoples. Tomorrow night we are at Club Onyx Philly. Thursday night we at Club Onyx Philly. We don't have time to go in to be anywhere else, but where it's gonna be fun. Like, shout out to everybody who wanna enjoy themselves, you know what I'm saying? And
I was about to say that
really
I apologize for that. I've been seeing you post that a lot, but you know I got married in February, so I can't just be jumping up and just going to strip clubs no more.
Mary,
and my wife be at work.
I know your wife. Bring your wife.
She be at work during the time that you be having them, so it's like, you know, it'd be a conflict of, you know, shit going on. So, but we definitely try to get out there and holler at you, though. Well, definitely, you know what I'm saying.
Now I know a lot of people think that a strip club.
Nah, I've been at Onyx before,
sexy,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I've been at Onyx.
It's more than that, you know what I mean? Especially
it's definitely different. It's definitely a different.
It's
definitely a different atmosphere. You definitely have a great time in there. Like, you know, you have a, like, it's worth your money. You have a good time. Like, I have been there before, and it's not the Cherokee, you know what I mean? So, I mean, Cherokee, don't get me wrong, though, the Cherokees need a shit back in this day, but, you know what I mean? But Onyx is definitely a little bit more,
speaking of the Cherokee.
The Cherokee had more hoes, the Cherokee had more girls in that joint. The Cherokee had at least about, God damn, like, every night, that joint had, like, hundreds of girls in that joint.
Wait. Now, speaking of the Cherokee, now, Stormy, the Cherokee is a strip club that was in Philadelphia that's been shut down, right? Like, I'm telling you, all types of ratchetness is happening there as far as, because I'm too young for the Cherokee. You probably just made it, Mr.
I was out the crib. I was on my mom's crib at 14, so I was in the bar. I was in the bar around the corner at 14.
Speaking of the Cherokee, another part of my topic for tonight is, would you pay for sex? And being as though that you've been around the Cherokee, how was it? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to snitch on nobody. Don't tell me exactly who was doing what, but let me know about some transactions back in the day.
I mean, me myself, no, I wouldn't do it now.
I'm talking about speaking of.
Back then, I never did it. I did it one time. As I got you, like, literally, like, went in my pocket and was like, "Hey, how much you want?" Like, I did it one time, and I didn't do it at a strip club. It was somewhere else, like at an after hours somewhere. And, like, she was just so bad. I was like, "Please, how much money do you want? Whatever I got in my pocket." But the Cherokee, I never really did it. The Cherokee is actually, like, one of the reasons why I don't really go to strip clubs, or I wouldn't pay for it too much. Cause, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, I mean, now I wouldn't do it because, you know, my situation, but
of course,
I say that the last time I did it, and I only did it once, it was like maybe 10, 15 years ago.
How much did you pay her?
$75.
$75
for a drink.
Ooh,
the diner, and I had to pay for the hotel room.
That was kind of like a little date.
All that adds up at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying?
No, it don't count. That sound like a date. That don't sound like
Look,
that sound like a date. It's like, "All right, baby, I'm gonna give you money to get your nails done and shit." $75, like, that's fucked up. Hey, baby, you know, we're going to go get this food. We're going to get this hotel room. I'm going to give you, you know what I'm saying, a little couple dollars so you can get your nails done.
She already had the couple dollars from the gate. The hotel.
Oh, so you paid her before y'all did it?
No, I mean, we was already in the mix, but, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it wasn't on the tip,
I was worried about somebody running off with my money.
It was $75. I wasn't worried about
$75. Yeah, I'm sure. But, no, I want to know, did you pay her before you know what I mean? Or you gave it to her after you was done?
No. I gave it to her from the end to the beginning.
Well, that's no.
I
that's
gave
not
it to her before.
Thing.
I mean, I went before we even got to the hotel, I gave it to her. I already gave it to her. Like, hey, feel comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's $10. And you're nice, too.
So you ain't lay it on the table.
I mean, but I don't, like, I wasn't worrying about that because, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you, Stormy. I was about to say
we
the same
chilling.
Thing. Stormy,
what
you stayed in my head.
What you say?
Stormy, stay in my head. She said, so you ain't lay it on the table afterwards? Like, hey, baby, get that up.
No, I see y'all silly as shit. I laid that shit on the table from the gate. Like, yo, what's up here? What's up? Like, from the gate. Like, from, you know what I'm saying? And all the, and the food and the hotel shit was happening anyway. So it was like, you know what I'm saying? I was like I said, I was at the after hour. So it was like 5, 6
o'clock. It sounded like you had a mini date.
Yeah,
all right,
like
y'all call it what y'all want to. Y'all call it what y'all want to call it.
He was sick too, Stormy. So the girl, she was like, $75 the fuck you? Yeah. She was like,
y'all call it what y'all want to call it.
She's like, going to pay him for sex, Stormy. She's like, what? Easy. And I get a meal, and I get to sleep over at the hotel.
Listen.
The hotel.
It ain't. Yeah. I just be chilling. I just be liking to chill.
Did you let
so
it
don't
keep
really
the room,
matter.
Too?
Huh?
Did you let
did
it keep
the
room,
too?
Yes, I did leave like 5 hours before she did.
See? She was
I did
sad.
Leave like 5 hours.
She might call somebody else
she
over.
She was in a place to sleep now.
It's all right. It was Sunday. I really didn't care. I was staying
you
going.
You needed to pay off.
Sunday, man. I mean, she only had like 5 more hours because I think I left like maybe like 8. I think checkout was like 12 back then. That was when checkout was still 12 o'clock, when it was really still 12 o'clock. The microtel's on over there on the.
Oh, he about to give us all the information. Well,
on the Bartram
hat.
I mean, shout out like a diamond, man. You know, you ask me.
Like I said, listen, his story is sound like good, but it was a date because he's sexy as hell. He's fine as she, tall, light. And so he was like, oh, for real, I'm with it. But how is everybody checking in on the show? Definitely.
Yeah, yeah, how about that? Nice segue.
Yeah, you live. This is being recorded.
We live. We live, Philly Shine Radio, baby.
Definitely, Stranger, actually, I'm glad you're on because next month I'm actually starting like a throwback Thursday radio show, the Philly Shot Radio. So I want to, you know, get some of the past, the music, or whatever they're doing now. And then find out what they're doing now. You know what I mean? Check it out how you feel. So, you know, I've been doing the show since 2008. It's been like really epic callers. I'm going to try to get back some of my heavy hitters, but I definitely want to, you know, show love to everybody who showed me love on the show and like, my co-host, and we're going to have some fun. So I definitely want to invite you to bring that out for next month. I was going to start this Thursday, but this Thursday I'm going to be with 50 Cent drinking at S and Vodka at Club Onyx Philly. Definitely shout out to everybody that's going to be in the building. That's the night to come. 50 Cent, 3 before midnight. So be there. We're actually going to be in there fucking it up to this song right here. I'm going to check in with some of these callers while the music is playing. But everybody else, take a listen. This is Honcho feeling great.
Hey, you. Got time for none of you niggas, none of you bitches. I'm rolling every one of these switches. And I might pass off if you ass off. Photobombing your picture so all of you niggas here to get bitter. on your IG and Twitter. Cause you passed cloud nine with a real one. Just blame it on the liquor. Ounces of loud, pint of the lean. Ecstasy pills, yellow or green. Percocets, 3015. Enough looking at a fuck of a dream. Stranger to me, and it's time for reality check. It's AU, bitch, you party to death. So feel free to take anything you wanna. Cause tonight you fuck it. Going cocaine crazy. Going Molly crazy. Going ecstasy crazy. Going loud back crazy. The liquor's okay. My niggas okay. The bitch is okay. Drugs got me feeling great. Going cocaine crazy. Going Molly crazy. Going ecstasy crazy. Going loud back crazy. The liquor's okay. My niggas okay. The bitch is okay. Drugs got me feeling great.
Mugger in this bitch, I put a bathroom. Repeat that, she mugger in this bitch in the bathroom. Freak ball, shit called the classroom. Shitting on him, I can teach you some shit. So watch her, in case you ain't know, we like shots. Stay strapped, but lay back, I swag proper. Stay around drugs like a doctor. And you know when I rap, I'm so honest. Go head overdose, cause we got it. Rolling on dope, I ain't talking about Prada. Rock them J's, no, that's not my sponsor. Always up, stay on my collar. Go ahead, go cop it. Filling myself, but I ain't popping a molly. Try to pop me a hottie with a nice little body. Then I shake a spider and I wake right up like a motherfucker shocked me. Looking for the baddest in the building right now. Tryna fuck, not cuff, cause I'm chillin' right now. And if you down, girl, what's up? Fuck feelings right now. I'm getting up from the drugs, fuck feelings right now. And I'm feeling like the realest till the end of time. Going in my direction, I see you at the finish line. Getting lit, no question, with your bitch, no question. But I skip those questions, this was the line.
Going cocaine crazy. Going Molly crazy. Going ecstasy crazy. Going ecstasy crazy. Going loud back crazy. The liquor's okay. My nigga's okay. The bitch is okay. Drugs got me feeling great. Going cocaine crazy. Going Molly crazy. Going ecstasy crazy. Going loud back crazy. The liquor's okay. My nigga's okay. The bitch is okay. Drugs got me feeling great.
I know my lungs black. I know it ain't right, but I'm still getting fucked up. I know my piss dirty, fuck my P.O. cause I'm still getting fucked up.
I'm still getting fucked up.
I'm getting this cash, I got my own check, so I'm still getting fucked up. Now they still young, more bitches to come, so I'm still getting fucked up.
Going cocaine crazy. Going Molly crazy. Going ecstasy crazy. Going loud back crazy. The liquor's okay. My nigga's okay. The bitch is okay. Drugs got me feeling great. Going cocaine crazy. Going Molly crazy. Going ecstasy crazy. Going loud back crazy. The liquor's okay. My nigga's okay. The bitch is okay. Drugs got me feeling great.
Yeah. I go by the name of the Wilshire Bully. Who street representative, man? Sometimes, you know, man, you grow up. You know what I'm saying? You still love your hood. You know what I'm saying? You still respect where you come from, but there's certain motherfuckers you just can't deal with. You dig me? Okay, I started from the bottom, now I'm here. Cause I would another amount of nothing with niggas in my head. Telling me I need to come around more. And it's true, but some niggas want you to drown, though. They call them crabs in the barrel. My hand on my gun, finger on the trigger. I'ma use it like a tongue, start licking all shot. With the mind state of a young son of a gun. Or should I say a vet? You fucked with the best. Heavy rated, underrated. Let me get it on my chest. Some niggas don't want you to blow up.
Let's see you on the ground.
Quick to call your phone.
They wanna come around.
Where was you at when I was broke with no money and no car? Way to get out when it was sun. Now my sunny side up and your sunny side shame. It's a shame I was fucking with a goddamn lane.
We came from the same city, same hood, same block. You thinking it's all good, now he wants spray shots. Come on, same dude you grew up with, he wanna kill ya. Same dude you grew up with, he wanna kill ya. Up in the same crib, ate the same food, wore the same shoes. Now things different, you ain't even the same dude. Same dude you grew up with, he wanna kill ya. Same dude you grew up with, he wanna kill ya.
Remember that time you used to fight? You used to laugh, getting money together. Now that's the thing of the past. Now it's funny stands and fake checks. You do the math.
It's a snake,
yo. Now you gotta cut the grass. Got your homies, ain't your homie no more now. Same dude you grew up with, the same dude
trying to slow you down.
Shoot you in your back just to teach you a lesson. So keep your enemies close. In your hand on your weapon, we used to eat the same. Slept in the same crib, grew up on the same block.
You know where my mom lived.
You was there when I got shot. Shit, you almost cried. Lost a lot of blood. Shit, I almost died. You was in the hospital screaming, I'm gonna ride.
When in reality, you wasn't even by my side.
I was in a hospital bed and you was fucking my bitch. I can't believe that I considered this a part in the shit.
We came from the same city, same hood, same block. You thinking it's all good? Now he wants spray shots. Come on, same dude you grew up with. He wanna kill ya. Same dude you grew up with. He wanna kill ya. Put up in the same crib, ate the same food, wore the same shoes. Now things different. You ain't even the same dude. Same dude you grew up with. He wanna kill ya. Same dude you grew up with. He wanna kill ya.
You and Q to sound like shit right now. You're like brothers. Fuck that, you are brothers. Now fuck that, we used to be like brothers.
We used to hustle on the corner together throughout the summer, discussing all the things that we would do for our mothers.
Like get them out the hood,
so they can raise our little brothers, so they can live life to the fullest and work wonders. But you changed on me, started acting strange on me. Got me looking over my shoulder like you gon' bang on me. Felt like if we got locked up, you would put the blame on me. That's a bad feeling when somebody you think is close wanna kill you. Some dudes shame, and go they separate ways, settle down. Real niggas digging, you know who don't.
Lame.
Yeah, y'all might have grew up together, but they got no shame. And every time you slide through the hood, they doing the same thing.
No progress.
But you wish your homie would change lanes, invest in something positive, but all he knows is one thing.
Stick up, still letting off in broad day.
I just hope it doesn't come across the wrong
way. We came from the same city, same hood, same block. You thinking it's all good, now he wants spray shots. Come on, same dude you grew up with, he wanna kill ya. Same dude you grew up with, he wanna kill ya. Live up in the same crib, ate the same food, wore the same shoes, now things different. You ain't even the same dude. Same dude you grew up with, he wanna kill ya. Same dude you grew up with, he wanna kill ya.
Same dude you grew up with, he want to kill ya. Definitely one of my favorites. Shout out to my boy, D6, the wheelchair bully, doing his thing. I fucks with his music heavy. Of course, played that honcho, feeling great. I got a couple crazy new tracks that I'm trying to, you know, get the feeling of, learn by heart. Shout out to my boy sending me that music. Definitely stay in touch. PhillyShineRadio@gmail.com. I will definitely make sure I play your music and show you some love. Big ups to my girl Storm. How was your weekend, boo?
Oh, relaxing. Had a great weekend.
Really? That's nice.
Yeah.
That's always good. I did see a couple pictures, but...
Yes, I went to the lake house, went swimming, had a great time, enjoyed myself. We turned up, of course, Friday night. So definitely movies. Y'all can check out all the videos on Instagram.
Yeah, that's what
at
I really want.
Stormy_ Miss Exclusive, tons of vids. I got more on
that
our Facebook
pretty
page. I had to step out. Classy but sexy, baby. Classy but sexy.
Uh-huh. My parents was like, I like that part of the dress, pointing to your titties.
I didn't even show off the best part, which was the heels. The heels were so dope. I definitely have to show them off next time. But yeah, shout out to Moby. They came in. We had a great time. I said he did a great job performing, salute his whole camp, everybody. Had to use deep promotions, everybody. Had a great, great time. And shout out DJ Double O Key. He laid it down, hooking it up for the performance and for the interview.
Oh, Stormy, can you hear me? My phone got disconnected.
Yes, I figured something always happened. Something happened.
Yeah, no, that's what I want to talk about. What was up with that show with Mo B?
He killed it.
I see you with all
of them. He did an awesome job.
Y'all was all at the radio station, too? What was y'all doing?
Yeah. We were turned up at Foxy's number one urban station in this market. So definitely shout out to DJ Double Key. had us hooked up with the interview, live, club performance, went in. So we would just make movies all day. All day.
Shout out to my girl Stormy. She a breadwinner, but we already knew that.
Yes, ma'am.
We already knew that. Shout out to all my breadwinners, everybody doing it. Live tomorrow, Club Onyx Philly. Make sure you in the building. We going to have so much fun. Shout out to my boy SK. I need that steak and lobster for my show, I'm saying. Steak and lobster featuring Amino Guns. Chester going to be in the building heavy, so definitely looking forward to that. And, of course, one of these days we're going to get my girl Stormy to come through. But I'm going to be Atlanta first, coming soon to the A. I was supposed to be there this next Friday. I don't know if it's going to happen. It might still happen. I'm going to definitely keep you up.
I hope it does.
And yeah, I'm going to definitely keep you posted, baby. You know we got to turn up. I can't wait to see your booty in real life. Look for me. Yo, I'm chilling right now, but I don't like this heat wave in Philadelphia, so this is my weather report. It's hot as balls in my city. I mean, like, you got to change your clothes 3 times a day. It's real bad. Real bad. You go outside, you come inside, you change your clothes. There's no in between. Ridiculous. I almost jumped in the water plug today. I really did. I'm definitely
honest. I know this is way off topic, but I need your help. Like, I'm having a serious problem.
Of course you got me, boo. I'm your superwoman.
And the listeners' help, if possible, and the listeners' help. So, you know I have this pit bull, right? This pup, right?
Yes. That big old dog.
So he has just got through teething, and now he has learned how to hunt.
Uh-oh.
But the problem is he's hunching everything from the pillows on the couch to the throw blankets, my comforter, stuffed animal. I'm even catching him hunching my pillow. I have to hide my pillows.
So he's humping on everything or hunching?
Hunching everything. Little pink wee-wee out just everywhere. And I just can't deal.
I'm like, what the hell is hunching?
So how do I get this dog to stop hunching everything? Because
he's got a bunch of nuts.
He's hiding my pillows.
Is that like your dog need a bust of nut? He need a girlfriend. Don't you got other dogs?
He's not
got
old enough.
Dogs?
He's not old
enough.
Ain't
got
no
bitches?
Just got their teething. No, he just got their teething.
He can't get no bitches yet? He ain't got no bitches. Well, we got
like,
bitches
yo,
and he ain't got no bitches.
Problem.
That's not fair.
Like,
oh,
you don't understand. It's a serious problem.
You can't beat it.
No.
You can't beat your dog. It's not gonna be nice.
I mean, it's for real, like, mad, like, hunching it all the time.
That is so funny. That's cute you call it hunching. Like, this is a, like, you can't say fucking a pillow. That's too cute. Shout out to your dog, all horny. I'm not coming over your house because I don't do that.
Yeah,
I don't
people.
Swing that way.
He
I'm about to Google it. You know what? You know what?
I mean,
no.
He'll pull blankets in the big humps and start hunching the blankets. And I mean, like, everything. Like, stuffed animals. It doesn't matter. He's hunching it.
That's funny as shit. But we're going to take a break, a little music break, because I'm going to Google this shit. We're going to Google what to do to save my boo dog, or everybody press one. I'm going to definitely open up your call. But shout out to my boy, Amir Cut Presents, TMIT, the number 2. So this is Tell Me I'm Tough 2. Definitely high on the streets of Philly. I'm sure he's going to be giving it away to everybody. I'm going to make sure we give out that good information to get to my boy. Make sure y'all definitely hit him up for booking the interview. AmirCutsPhilly@gmail.com. It's doing kind of professional. I got to write on it so I don't lose track of the seating. I don't like that, but we're going to talk about that later. But I'm about to Google what to do when dogs is hunching pillows. Let's check out this new music from Face Money. Money is the outcome, real quick.
Y'all all know the outcome. Face Money. They all know
money
the
machine
outcome.
Ain't
gang. All we do.
All we do is spend money and ain't shit.
They all know the outcome.
And then my baby.
What up?
I tell them hoes, yeah, hold that. Y'all in the same field like a Kodak. I advise y'all to go back wherever you came from before that. Little nigga, man, roll that. I'm talking with your best hand. You talking to the best man that can get the job done with the best plan. I'm bringing in that revenue. I do shit that you would never do. I'm two steps ahead of you. You're looking at the better you. Little mama, I can better you. And I ain't talking put a ring on it. Grab the mic and just sing on it. Old school rolling, put the bling on it. Her ass fat, put my name on it. Chest poking out, so my chain can swing on it. Cause I'm feeling myself. Suicide doors like I'm killing myself. You know these hoes know the outcome. Young nigga preach like Malcolm. I got them hoes like, how come? I can't be part of the outcome. Because money is the outcome. I said money is the outcome. If you made it out where I'm out from,
made it out.
Drop the top and unscrew it on them. I had to chop it and screw it on them. Watch the way I do it on them. Bad broads watch when I do it to them.
In the room, I'm the elephant. Baby girl, go tell a friend. She let my sick, she ain't humming in.
I heard you got a nice chick.
I heard about her.
She let me beat it like a nice stick. She on and off like a light switch. She got you stressing on some life shit. She undressing on the night shift. Grabbing on my gear with the right shift. Turned her out on some flight shit. Back in my city on that bike shit. We just do it on some night shit. Woo! Choppers on the waistline. Sounding like a baseline. I'm here to take mine. I ain't asking for no handout. In the plan to get my man out. I'm talking penitentiary. Only bad broads mention me. You know these hoes know the outcome. Young nigga preach like Malcolm. I got them hoes like, how come? I can't be part of the outcome. Because money is the outcome. I said money is the outcome. If you made it out where I'm out from,
made it out.
I had to get my racks on them. Hold up, bring it back on them. Mighty Miz on the track on them. I'm about to relapse on them. Her ass fat when it clap on them. Baby girl bust it open. Baby girl got me lusting over. The way that she move, I be rushing over. Just to go hit that. Break it down like a Kit Kat. It's all about to get back. I said it's all about to get back. You know these hoes know the outcome. Young nigga preach like Malcolm. I got them hoes like, how come? I can't be part of the outcome. Because money is the outcome. I said money is the outcome. If you made it out where I'm out from,
made it out.
No money is the outcome.
That's my nigga, 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 that's my nigga. That's my nigga, 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 that's my nigga. That's my nigga, nigga, nigga. Whatever he going through, you know I'ma go through it right with him. That's my head. That's my head, head, that's my head. That's my head, head, that's my head. That's my head, head. If I tell him to shoot you, you know he gon' get right with you. That's my nigga. That's my nigga, 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 that's my nigga. That's my nigga, 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 that's my nigga. That's my nigga, nigga, nigga. Whatever he going through, you know I'ma go through it right with him. That's my hitter. That's my hitter, hitter, hitter.
tell him to shoot you, you know he ain't gon' get right with you. It's my nigga. I'm down to move out when they're calling my niggas. I do what it takes for my squad to get rich. That chopper go bang, if I shoot, I won't miss you. Boy, I put that on my only sister. Let's talk about loyalty. Most of y'all weren't born with that. Got a gift with this rap shit, but my man need a point, so we scoring with that. Every time I was down, made a promise to myself I was gonna get back. And we talk about dreams, I need a glass house with a phone with that. I sit in my head to do it, he shoot you, know damn well he won't miss you. He shoot you 30 times, you know Glock 40's got 30 in him. My bitch said she leaving me, I said that's cool, more money, I'm with it. So nigga don't check for me, you better go check for your bitches. That's my name. That's my nigga, 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 that's my nigga. That's my nigga, 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 that's my nigga. That's my nigga, nigga, nigga. Whatever he going through, you know I'ma go through it right with him. That's my hitter. That's my hitter, 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 that's my hitter. That's my hitter, 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 that's my hitter. That's my hitter, hitter, hitter. If I tell him to shoot you, you know he gon' get right with you. That's my hitter.
I call up no niggas, I do my own hitting. Walking right down, introducing to my niggas, Smithin' and Wesson. SD the 40, my favorite weapon. Let off, I had to keep the little nigga guessing. 30 run crazy, you know that's a death. I'm putting in work, girl, your sister's my best fit. Niggas, they shouldn't been testing. My niggas ready for action. Come to my team, ain't no worries. My nigga, I am not stressing. Flipping is worth by the pound, the profit, come count all the blessings. Keep them fuck niggas from around me. Pressure on niggas, start telling. Pussy ass niggas be claiming they hitters, they never with nothing. Get on that stand, reinstatements and singing like David Ruffin. Thought that little nigga was tougher. Niggas, I swear they be bluffing. Ratting on niggas and talking to D's, call them the new undercover.
That's my nigga. That's my nigga, nigga, nigga. That's my nigga. That's my nigga, nigga, nigga. That's my nigga. That's my nigga, nigga, nigga. Whatever he going through, you know I'ma go through it right with him. That's my hitter. That's my hitter, hitter, hitter. That's my hitter.
Shout out. That's my hitter. And of course, that was that Money Is the Outcome. Hot music always on Philly Shine Radio. Definitely shout out to my girl, Stormy. I don't know what to do with your dog. They said it's normal. He'll stop when he wants to, when he busts his nuts. He got to bust his nuts. Well, he got to bust that air out.
Like, his ass going to be outside. He can hunch the bushes. Yeah, I said his ass gonna be outside. He can hunch the bushes.
Oh, goodness. No, don't do that. That's not nice. Because at the end of the day, he's just only trying to, you know, get his nut off.
I understand. But I'm saying I can't have it where I lay my head. You feel me? Like, I have to hide my pillows.
Well, at least he's not promiscuous, so he's not out and about, so he's not that dirty. So it's kind of like it's your shit. He was so funny. He was so funny, Stormy. But I know how you feel. I mean, my grandma's dog used to do that. We used to get laughed at him. Well, oh, my goodness. If we had cell phones when I was growing up, that would be crazy. Like, kids nowadays, they get a whole different everything on what they have, you know what I mean, to work with. Like, they have a whole different everything. Like, we did not have no cell phones, all types of shit. I remember my cat used to swing from the damn curtains or whatever. But when the dogs wanted to hump on stuff, what? We could have had all them videos. But no. Camcorders was too expensive when I was young. When we had that joint, it was like, you can't just whip it out or whatever. It's like special occasions only. So that would be funny. For real, for real.
Holidays.
A lot of things is different. I wish they had cell phones, cameras out back with a Cherokee, because when I tell you, like, the boy, the club, strip club my homie was talking about, or the hole-in-the-wall club he was talking about, that boy got some epic story, Stormy, like, Stormy. Oh, no. Like, My old heads definitely put me on to what was going down in the strip club. It was that joint and this place called the Piccadilly. Girl, I went in the Piccadilly before. I think I was like 17 when I went in the Piccadilly. And that's when I first realized, because you know how growing up, sometimes a girl be like, oh, well, yeah, I'll be a stripper. You know, times get hard. I'm going to get on the pole, whatever. I'm a dance. I got, you know, I'm going to go for mine. That was the day I went in the Piccadilly was actually, now I remember, that's the day I realized I will never strip. I watched this dude, and then of course I always got money, but you know how, I don't know. All girls be like, oh, I could be a stripper. I think at least once in their life, they be like, hey, I could be a stripper if I have to. But when I went in there and the boy just kept smacking a girl on her ass with the same dollar, like the same $1. And I'm like, so that seemed like that's just like a call, something that would happen. You know what I mean? Like that's just like a part of the job, like a part of the job description is you got to let them smack your ass regardless, money in hand or not. Like, I see it happening all the time. I'm not with it, ladies. I'm sorry. Y'all got it. But they just something else for them. It's definitely something I'm not into. But shout out to all the women who do the stripping and the ones that, you know, take it from men, you know what I mean? You don't always have to have things. What you mean? No, I'm sorry. Definitely, shout out to everybody that do they thing, you know what I mean? It is tough out here, you know what I mean? Like, I know it's tough, ladies, but I can't do it. I can't have you hitting me and you're not giving me like $1,000. Like, I'll be ready to fight a nigga when they try to smack my butt any other fucking time. Like, these niggas is ridiculous. But I ain't that nice. Yeah. But like I said, these clubs in Philly, these old clubs, they definitely got a, they got a history. They got a real, real history. Like, like a whole bunch of ghetto shit. A whole lot of ghetto shit happened. Like, I'm saying, yeah, that night, it was cool. We had fun because I think my homegirl, her mom used to bartend there. But I just got to talking to the stripper. I was like, so that always happens? Like, the boy could just slap your ass and he don't have to give you more money? She was like, I don't care, whatever. I care. Wow. I care back.
Wow.
It's a damn shame when you care for a person.
Yeah.
They don't care about themselves. What was the first time you've ever went to a strip club? How old were you?
The first time?
Mm-hmm.
I was 17.
Oh, me and Stormy twins. I was 17, so.
My cousin actually used to work in a strip club, so she took me to my first strip club.
You was there with her?
Huh?
I said you was there with her?
Oh, no, she used to just, like, let me come in, and, you know, she tells the owner I was old enough. I'm sorry, but this dog is, like, literally choking because he's trying to hit so hard.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. But, yeah, I was 17, but now she used to let me come in there with her. She used to dance. I used to watch her.
I ain't really start going to strip clubs till like Onyx. Until Onyx or whatever. Like I said, I went to the Piccadilly because my homegirl mom worked. But I never really went to no strip clubs. Nope. It wasn't until after Onyx. Then I think I went into a couple other ones in Philly or whatever. But
I've been outside
of a lot of strip clubs, but I've never went in.
I've been inside a whole lot of strip clubs.
Yeah, Not working though, baby. Shout out to my boo, Stormy. You definitely official. And tonight, I definitely want to say shout out to everybody that's going to turn up with me next week. Y'all know my birthday Monday. Might even have a little fun Sunday show or something. Ooh. Anybody want to sing to me happy birthday? Yeah. I'm all about. Is that the dog still humping on stuff? I heard a noise.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I don't know what
he got
do.
His nut off. He like. You better film it and put it on Instagram. At least put
oh
DM to me. I want to see
that
it.
Doggy porn? I mean, what is that?
Shut the fuck up. It's not no DM porn. I mean, don't put it out there. Get you some YouTube money off your dog freaking everything. He should have a little YouTube channel. I'm telling you. I'm trying to tell you how to get this money.
Oh,
like,
my
gosh.
With all the random objects he hunches, I think I should fill it and put it up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I need 10% of the proceeds for the idea, so.
Yeah.
I need 10%. But definitely shout out to everybody tuning in. I'm going to take a couple callers after we play some more music before we shut the show down at midnight. Definitely shout out to everybody who listening tonight. Thursday, tell the dog calm down. I'm trying to make an announcement. Thursday, I will be live at Club Onyx with 50 Cent. I'm going to try to get 50 on the line to at least give us a little drop or something. I know I'm going to definitely drink a couple drops of that effing vodka. That shit's smooth. You got to try it, Storm.
Oh, yes. I'm definitely down for a drink, especially right now.
I need to drink. Speaking of needing a drink, let me play that new Petey Wiestro track, Drunk Right Now, which we all about
yes.
to be. And Stormy getting a drink, too.
Yes.
Check this out. Midwest Music.
We strong. Red Bull in it on the rocks. Tell me where the party. Bottles on that Remy and Ciroc. Turned up in the party. Celebration, it's your birthday, it's vacation, it's a college graduation, and he risen, took it away. Lime juice, blue dot, shawty like to chase it. Bad girl, drink the Remy straight, say she like to taste it. Living in the moment, treat the club like we own it. Double shot, we gon' Patron it, throw it back like we don't want it. Got some top notch bitches with me, baddest in the city. They can bust it just like Nicki, but no real ass.
I said throw the thing on me.
I wanna see you twerk.
Do it for the money.
Show me that you work.
Tell me what you sipping.
I'm about to get around.
She know that I'm tipping.
I'm tryna bust it down.
It's a lot of pretty bitches in the spot, spot, spot. Get them in the VIP, let's make it hot, 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 hot. I'ma get them all wasted, think I'm not, not, not. LMFAO, tell her what you shot.
Bull in it on the rocks. Tell me where the party. Bottles on that Remy and Ciroc. Turned up in the party. Bought me and my niggas feeling crucial. Tell her back that ass up, throw it on me, make it useful. Her partners wanna live with the crew, the feeling's neutral. Wanna be my baby mama, that's that liquor running through you. Send a bottle to the DJ, got my record, homie, play it. All the next bottle I send, it's gon' bust you in your head. Stay surrounded by some killers, man, them business dope killers. You drinking house vodka, homie, that's that shit for broke niggas.
Tell her waitress, bring her rose. She wanna get to know me.
She said she wanna fuck.
Looking at my Rolex,
shining on my wrist.
Ooh. She got some things to show me.
You know what time it is.
Call TNKB, about to roll another swishy. If I hit the blunt while drinking, that's gon' fuck me up quicker. I see half grabbing ass, I can't blame it on my niece. Cause her ass was hella fat, I'ma just blame it on the liquor. Hey.
Red Bull in it on the rocks. Tell me where the party.
I'm trying to get drunk. I'm trying to get drunk. Shout out to everybody tuning in on the show. Before we go, if you press 1, I'll definitely open up your mic if you want to join in on the topic. Shout out to my Southside boo who said she was listening in. But I guess she didn't want to press the 1, but I ain't going to say your name then. So say your own name. All right, that's cool. I got your number. I'm going to hit y'all up later. But shout out to my hitter, Stormy. My boo.
Oh, goodness.
So we got our hands full tonight. And I got my hands full, too. I'm actually chilling up in North Philly in Known Studios. Definitely shout out to everybody in the building up here, making me feel so welcome, even though I'm a little sweaty. I'm a little sweaty. I'm about to go in there, back in there with the AC and allow music and turn up for the rest of the night. Because that's what I do. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday for me. So, turn up with me.
Turn up.
Good night to you, my Stormy boo. I love you.
Thank you.
I love Stormy. Good night, everybody. What we going to do? Oh, yeah. Take your clothes off. This some music for midnight, y'all. Get your...
Never tell your friends you had the worst time. You know it was good, yeah. Shorty, wild life.
Well respected, well connected.
Why? But this might be my last time. You're about to take me for a long ride. Well, chain on. In between your damn thighs, the dancing on me got me feeling hypnotized. Girl, you the only one I want to chill with. Just a little bit more if you feel that strong.
The way you'll be dancing on me. I just wanna see you take a shot on me.